You naughty Earth specimens!
Have you ever, like, wondered and had a conversation with a little boy, a little girl that's about 2 years old, 3, 4, or 5 years old, and they're asking you the meaning of life, and they're giving you all these ideas of what they think life really means? Have you gone to church and wondered if that priest of yours is really telling you the right things or not? Have you questioned your existence at any given time? Do you know a loved one that maybe got sick and saw something that you couldn't see or explain or anything of that nature? Well, these fascinating little artifacts of life may interest you, or they may cross your mind every now and then. And I think personally that there's a lot of things that are in the mysterious side of life, what you call the paranormal and I call way normal, that are, you know, that are intuitive to you, to helping you understand that maybe your life is not, you're not living your life maybe the way you're supposed to. Perhaps you're supposed to be living your life a little bit more fun. Maybe that's why. But maybe it's imposed by government or, I don't know, other conditions maybe, environmental conditions, things of that nature. There's a lot of things that occur in life that may be or should maybe not be there. That's my qualm on this. Today on TAF, we're going to discuss sort of, you know, the life and what does it really mean in the sense that is it really a joyride? Is it supposed to be fun? You know, what is the concept of living? Is Earth, Terra Terra, a vacation spot in the universe? Well, this and many more exciting questions are going to be probably caused today by our controversial topic today. But before we continue, I want to go ahead and introduce to you, well, a little bit from our sponsors.
Shop.com is thrilled to announce the launch of ShopBuddy Mobile. The same ShopBuddy that you love on your computer is now available on your iPhone. Shop.com's ShopBuddy helps you get the best deals from your favorite stores. Simply download the ShopBuddy app and start saving and earning cash back today.
By the year 2075, time travel had deemed illegal by the intergalactic community. The alien wars were fought while a new danger was rising. My name is Remark. I have designed a new consciousness called Mother.
Welcome to Become Source. You may call me Mother.
The Navi. New overt visage intelligence entity. L1. Entity living life enhancement prototype 1. Luna 9. Classification above secret. As it would appear and become reality in your time-space. The darkness and the darkness matter would consume your planet and solar system unless you can become the source.
I hope you enjoy your stay. Commencing. Log date 201602204. Transmission titled TAF, Earth is a Vacation Spot. Transmission has begun. We are now transmitting to all survivors of the darkness virus. If you are within reach of this broadcast, then we hope that you can decipher the information dissemination we shall provide for you, in order so you can find the way to live life on your terms. Unidentified location systems are now operational. Shields are operational at 100%. Welcome to Become the Source. You may call me Mother. Greetings, L1. Greetings, Luna 9. Greetings, the Novi. Transmission time is limited. You now have a limited supply of time to transmit your discussion and provide humanity the information and tools needed for them to become the source. Within this construct, an entity can choose to exist in a temporal encapsulation called human life. The current state of affairs shows signs of mass misunderstandings of the function of life. The question has been asked. What is the overall perception of life for the limited humana singularities? You may begin information dissemination. Mother shall be listening. Remember, you are humanity's last hope.
Hi, guys, this is Luna 9 with BTS and Cyber Station Tokyo. So today we're actually going to talk a little bit about how you can get in touch with us today. So first of all, call us live on air. We are here ready to take your calls. You have any questions, have any commentaries, want to tell us what you want to know about, give us a call on Blog Talk Radio. You can also check out all of our really cool archived articles and all of our videos recorded just for you. You can reach us at 646-716-9512. You can also reach us at blogtalk.becomethesource.com. Also, live on air. You know, you can also check us live. You can go to live.becomethesource.com. If you go to live.becomethesource.com, you can see our radio show live. So you can check us out, you can comment below, you can chat with us while we're, you know, doing our thing. And also, you know, business in a box. You know, if you want to, you know, be a YouTuber, if you want to share your business online, you know, if you want to connect with people, and, you know, it's the modern time, why not? You can actually go to novismsynergy.com with Dynexum. The dynamic exchange for social media. Why not? Check it out. Also, YouTube. You can go to YouTube and... Okay, sorry. I totally just need to take a break. I'll do it again later, I'm sorry.
Thank you very much for joining us today here at BTS. Thank you, Luna 9, for allowing us to know where the people can get a hold of us, connected to us, in touch with us, and so forth. But you cannot touch the Novi. It is against the law. I do not want to be touched and head-assed. Anyway, but very seriously, today's topic, you know, thank you for Mother's MID as well. Taff, Earth, is it a vacation spot or not? What's going on? I do have a video here that I want to play. To help out with, you know, and it's going to be by Bashar. You're going to see his thing up there. But it's an older video. I don't know. It's been here for a while. But he seems to think that, you know, you guys came here on, you know, on purpose to do something, to deal with something or something like that. So my take on the subject right now is that, you know, I'm thinking that life may be something wonderful that you might enjoy being here if you just understood it. Elle, what do you have to say about that?
Well, you know, I'd like all of these topics for this month, I was floored again by this question. And I'm like, Earth is a vacation spot. I know that there's going to be a lot of people out there who are going to say, this is not a vacation. You know, in fact, there's going to be a lot of people who say this was supposed to be a place for suffering. So I'm a little suspicious of Mother in this respect because I think I know where she's coming from. Now, I may get flagged for this, but I think she thinks that there was not a reason to suffer here. You know, like, I think that she thinks that this place was not meant for people to suffer. It's not a requirement in order to graduate. So that's what I think. So we'll see when we dig a little bit further into this interesting episode here.
Luna 9, do you think Terra Terra is a vacation place?
You know, from what I read in Dictation, I can see why some people outside of this place might think it is a vacation place. Of course, humans might not know because, you know, they are so clouded with, you know, having to deal with their everyday daily lives, you know, maybe being stressed out, you know, suffering from, you know, worry, stress, sadness, depression, and just overall just like this like conglomeration of just like negativity. So yes, I do think that for some people it might look like a vacation spot because from what I've read in Dictation and what I've heard other masters say is that this place, you know, you can pretty much think, you know, and create your experience as you choose. And even though it might affect you and your personal life and the people around you, it's not going to ripple out into the entire universe with such an intense effect as if it would if you were outside of the bubble of the construct. And I also heard that in terms of food, it is, you know, this place has very savory food, and it's very, very sensational. And I heard that other places don't have stuff like this. So yes, I do think that it is kind of a vacation spot if we're thinking about it esoterically. But if we're thinking about it from the perspective of a human, it might not look that way.
Okay, thank you very much for that. There we have it. I guess we're kind of thinking in terms here. And as you can see, I got the Bashar you chose to be on this planet. We're not going to talk about him, but he does raise some very good points that in TAF and in Dictation 1 and 2, there's some things there that are of importance. El, why are you so kind of a little bit on the leery side of Earth being a vacation or Terra Terra being a vacation?
It's not necessarily that I'm leery about that. It's just that...
Well, it sounds to me like you're a little leery.
Well...
A little leery.
Only because I think this question in itself is going to throw off pretty much what 99.99% of the human population thinks. You go to parts of the world like Africa, the Middle East, and you tell them, hey, Earth was meant to be a vacation. I don't know how they'll react, but it's probably not going to be good.
I agree with you on those circumstances, but B-O-T, but, and not the butt fly either. I think that the problem is the layers of encompassment or the layers of encapsulation. So when you encapsulate something, you get something smaller than you and you seal it and then you keep it there. For example, my cells are technically encapsulated by this body. So they don't know what the heck's going on out here.
They're
just doing their job and that's it. And so you encapsulate them. And, you know, we encapsulate items for purpose of control. So I think that the encapsulation from the encompassment of consciousness on down through the limited consciousness humana and the limited consciousness singularity, I think that's where it kind of throws things off, because human beings are creating rules, structure, ideas, and things of that nature, which appear to be to a limited singularity, limited humana singularity, that's all there is. So you grow in this planet and you see trees and cars and whatever, and you think that's all there is.
I guess what I'm getting at is the current state of affairs would completely contradict the concept that Earth is a vacation.
I agree, but what I'm saying is I think it's because of the limited singularities. Now, Bashar is going to say something a little bit different, and I agree with him too. I mean, I get it, but I still think it's up to us to change the darkness virus.
I agree with you, and I will throw another ingredient in the pot.
Because what are you throwing as an ingredient into the pot?
Yeah.
But I am not smoking it.
Oh, gotcha. So, yeah, another thing is, you know, yes, there are a lot of people out there, you know, a lot of starving countries, third world countries. There are, you know, people that don't have a home.
And that's no fun, right?
No.
Let's agree.
Yeah, and there's people that have a nice home that just don't like each other. There's all kinds of stories, but wouldn't it be crazy to think that this is a vacation spot where you can experience things and really, in the end, it's just a holographic illusion that we all can't seem to get out of?
You know, Luna, hang on. You know, Luna,
Luna's got something there.
Hang on. But also the fact that people can be miserable on vacation, too. So that really does. I can buy into that. Or at least I can see how people can buy into that. Based on my esoteric knowledge, I actually find credibility with Earth as a vacation spot. We'll discuss that later, but I'm just trying to, I guess, talk to the human side first.
Indeed. Yeah.
You know me.
Because we want to look at all angles, you guys. We're not just saying, you know, it's all esoteric here, because you have to start from the level that you're at so you can build up.
I like what you're saying, Luna 9. I think that there's something there sort of missing, and I kind of forgot what it was because L over there, my nemesis, always interrupting. But I'm trying to one-up her, man. But I think you were saying something about what? What were you saying before, you know, L just kind of like ransacked me? You said something important. You said something about being here could be...
Yes, there are people here in all kinds of situations that are that can be, you know, even very extreme. But wouldn't it be crazy to think that we are, in a way, in a vacation spot to experience things? And in those things, this life that we're living is just a holographic illusion.
Gotcha.
And we are just trapped in a bubble.
So here's the deal, right? You said you're going to go on this game before you came here. I want to go on a game. I'm going to take a trap. Luna 9, you know you're guilty 100% about what I'm about to say.
I'm already guilty.
Anyway.
At least you don't have invisible red flags over your head. Like, Anobi has. Sorry, I just had to tell you that.
You know what? Thanks for letting me know. It's looming there, ready to fall on me, just in case. Yeah.
No, they've already fallen. They're just going to tell you later.
Luna 9 has experience coming from an area of consciousness that is more difficult. I'm trying to be very politically correct here. More difficult than any other known to us, limited humana singularity and limited humana consciousness. Bashar's going to mention the same thing. But the fact that it's part of the ride, part of the adventure, the experience of being a limited humana singularity with limited humana consciousness, I think that in there lies the rub. Because if you're having a miserable time, the argument with off-world is they'll tell you to change it, but they won't tell you how until you ask questions. Asking you will receive is their rules at that level of encompassment. So what I'm saying is that if you're miserable, you're probably miserable because you are somehow attaching yourself, and I don't mean physically with crazy glue, I mean you're attaching yourself to the ideas that that's the way the experience is supposed to be. So that's the way you want to play the experience.
Yeah, and you know, if you were to look at it as a path,
I'm saying though, Luna 9, that it is viable and correct for you to suffer under the circumstances that you believe that's the way to have the experience.
Ah, see, and hence, that's where I said 99.99% of the world would be up in arms about Earth being a vacation spot.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's where you have to, you know, look at all angles.
Does that make sense, though? Am I getting a little bit of agreement there?
No, I point from my side. You got
Mother
it.
Mother is listening.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Mother, good deal. I'm just going to stay quiet. Man, I get just, you don't understand when I have to write these reports on everything that I gotta, you know, man, it's rough talking to her sometimes.
You know, I do want to share something, and in terms of, you know, a lot of people ask, you know, what is my purpose? Why am I here? You know, one of the reasons why you can think about it, how you got here is, okay, we all came from something. We definitely did. We are all part of a living organism. But if you think about it as a path from where you started, and you just kind of like go about your way, and then before you know it, you like ended up in this like factory where you have to work, or like you ended up in like, I don't know, the beach or some other place, you know, it's like, that's where you are. And now those are your circumstances. And after a while, if you're there long enough, you can totally forget about things. And sometimes you can be trapped in a circumstance, whether it's a factory or just the life that you chose to be in. But you can always go back. So one thing that also I feel people forget about, and like that traps them and leads them into that suffering that we talk about and that Elle mentioned too. And I'm going to say this from dictation, so I hope I don't get flagged. But this says, there is no sense or language. There is no truth in the use of the brain, except perhaps to answer the question that drives us all into insanity. The question that drives us all into the quest for purpose. Where insanity and purpose are an illusion. For there can be no purpose other than to exist, explore, experience.
Of your information dissemination. The Novi. You do not have permissions to elaborate on the information from the book. Your information is concerning. The question has been asked. Why is there an attachment to the meaning of purpose as opposed to an understanding and living out a function? Why is there so much attachment to the connotational meaning of purpose?
That's a good segue into the root cause. I mean, the idea of purpose, I think that's one of the, based on what I'm hearing, especially from the fact that we haven't been flagged that much from Mother yet, I really think that purpose, or the attachment to purpose, is one of the root causes of why there's more suffering on Earth versus seeing it as a vacation.
Do you think that perhaps El Jefe, it could be possible that individuals that are called limited humana singularities decided that part of forgetting all of these things and going through the turmoils and things that occur to them might be part of the situation that they wanted to experience?
I would say yes. Yes and no.
What is this yes and no for? Is this a yo-yo or what?
When you're standing from
when
you're standing from the outside, about to go into a place that has construct that has that requires you to use your brain and use judgment, technically speaking, from the outside, whatever you see from the outside looking in doesn't look bad or good. It just is.
Oh, wait, stop. Mm. Are you talking about the entities that see the construct where Terra Terra is located and the veil that's around Terra Terra, or are you talking about something else?
Well, I think I would be talking about them and the fact of entities before they come to Earth.
I see. Okay, well, all right, but man, this gets complicated because you got to ask yourself a question. Mm-hmm. If you're outside of the veil that encompasses or encapsulates Terra Terra and its existence, right? Or its dimensional existence, let's say that. Then, because, you know, different dimensions. But then, are you saying that that veil is a purposefully there for... In other words, was it a mistake that it's there or not? Or is it part of the game?
Are you talking about the entities that look into the globe that is Terra Terra?
Yes.
Because the way I think about it is, you know, we're here to learn and experience. But also, you know, that's because that's what we chose to do, is learn and experience. Maybe, you know, learn about sensationalism and how maybe, you know, someone within a limited space and within a limited understanding of the source of everything would function. And maybe there are other entities that want to, you know, learn about the entities that go into that plane of wanting to understand. So I think they watch as well. And I think that maybe sometimes to learn...
That's absolutely correct, though. That's the way it would be. But here, but from the point of view, I'm trying to ask L, from what point of view are you looking at that? Because
In this case, I'm focusing on the entities that actually wish to come here. But before they come here, they're outside of the construct.
Okay. And you're saying that they don't know what's inside?
I think they do, but they don't. I think that there's been kind of like, according to TAF information, there's almost some knowledge of what entities are getting themselves into, or soul, if you want to call it, before they come to Earth, but then there isn't. That's when there's kind of those, I don't know, maybe those little fine print that you didn't
read. Well, you're talking to look at something and then the actual experience of being there.
Yes.
With the limited consciousness or the limited human consciousness in which to explore.
Correct.
Because you're not going to know the answers. Out there, no hunger. In here, hunger. Mm-hmm. So out there, you go, oh, hungry. Yeah, I can deal with that. That's easy. Sure, no problem. I can do that, no problem. You come up here, oh, God, this hurts. I didn't know I was going to sweat and die over it. And then you die and you go back and you then, you know, St. James Nicholas or Fufu. Fufu man is out there and says, oh, you're back already. First you got to meet death. Excuse me. Where are you? Come here. I got to take you to the next level. You didn't pass go. Sorry. I'm so scared of you. I'm only death. I'm going to take you from here to there. Chill out for a minute, would you? Don't make me chase you. Why do they always run? So anyway, he goes, grabs you, and he brings you up to the brothers because you missed a white light or something. And the brothers go, so how was your experience? Well, you know, I want to know more about it, and the entity starts asking questions like how should I have behaved, and they'll answer with nothing because mm-hmm. it's totally up to you until you get out of that encapsulation or encompassment mm-hmm. to where you can see it all big again. So I see what you mean by that. Are we in agreement there, Miss?
Yes.
Good. All right. So yeah, looking from the outside before the Terra Terra construct, mm-hmm. you know, yes. It looks like anything else, and I get that part. But I think that there's also a veil that exists between that construct and here that doesn't allow them to see the darkness fires that's
yes,
over here.
Yes, that's what I wanted to mention, actually, you guys, because...
Warning, information is above secret.
There I go, getting flagged.
I haven't even said anything. That,
that
was for
me.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... I read, and this is also based on Ramtha and the Ascended Masters and Dictation as well, that they knew what this place consisted of before they decided to embark on the journey of being in Terra Terra and living within a vessel to go forth and create their experience here in a tangible form. But what they didn't know within the disclaimer, oh no, is that they wouldn't be able to remember everything. When they came here, they would forget everything. They would be born, and that would be it. They would have to learn from then on, forgetting their divinity, forgetting how to connect, how to use their prana, how to, you know, open up their chakras, how to, like, project properly. They forgot everything. They forgot their connectivity. So I think that was one of the things that made it so easy also for the darkness virus to filter through and infiltrate the minds of every entity, which is why this vacation spot became
Isn't that a little piece of chocolate?
No, I think that is why it became a bit of a hellhole
that sounds,
for people.
I read that in dictation and TAP documentation too. So I'm sort of thinking that, you know, the fall from grace is really the fall into darkness, mm-hmm. and the darkness virus that continuously, grabbed the consciousness of the individual or the limited singularities and kind of pummeled them all the way down to a point where they can't get back up on their feet because they've forgotten how to.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
And then so much suffering.
Information is above secret.
You know, you go through so much suffering, you give up, and then you're born again within the karmic cycle into another vessel to experience again. And there might be residue from your etherics. There might be residue from, you know, the past lifetime, because you are, you know, forever. You know, you are forever living. You just, you know, move from, you know, vessel to vessel to continue to experience that which you chose, which was this vacation spot. But I think sometimes, you know, when you go through, you know, the darkness, sometimes it can be hard because you fall deeper and deeper into confusion.
Elle, did you agree?
I would say so, yeah.
I would say so. I think that's very good. Very good, good student. Oh.
Thank you.
Don't get flagged as much as I do.
I try.
Let's listen to Bashar real quick, see what he's got to say, because I think it falls right in the same area.
Where you are is because you chose to be where you are in order to act as a conduit to bring that energy to Earth and manifest it in whatever way is relevant to the Earth experience, to allow the Earth to transform. Because every single one of you that are on Earth now, in some way, shape, or form, chose to be on Earth now because you knew that you would be going through a transition and a transformation at this time in your planet's history. And on some level, in some way, you wanted to participate. You wanted to be a part of that because it's a very exciting place to be right now. As you say in your language, it's where it's happening. It is one of the most highly focused places right now that we are aware of in creation for the idea of transition and transformation. It is one of the few places that has gone as deeply into the dark as you have that we are aware of. And thus then, when a planet, when a civilization, when a collective consciousness can allow itself to experience such a great degree of darkness and yet still find its way to the light, that is special. That is powerful. And believe me, you attract the attention of many other beings from many other dimensions to see how you did it, how you're doing it, because that's exciting, because that's creation in the making. That's raw creation, going from absolute dark to absolute light. That's creation in a nutshell.
Wow. Okay.
That's kind of like where I want to look at it.
I really have to bring up something here, because that just brought up a red flag for me. No, I mean a good red flag, not the bad one.
a green
not
flag.
The mother flag.
First of all, the fact that he's emphasizing so much that to be here and to be in such darkness and then to go to the light. First of all, he just gave away that if you went from darkness, you can go to light. He just gave it away right there, in my opinion. I'm probably going to get flagged several times for this. I don't care, because I feel like this needs to go out. Second of all, I feel that, you know, this does reflect what has been said in TAP, that the darkness virus has been here for billions of years, and other creations are not really experiencing darkness like this creation system is. And yet, it's almost kind of like we're a show, like the most watched show on television right now in the universe. Because apparently we've got the most darkness. I guess it's true what they say, as above, so below. We love movies with scary stuff and overcoming struggle. Apparently so do as everyone else out there.
So that's my point exactly. I think that the issues are that, that's why I was saying that from the way outside, there's a gloss where you cannot really see what darkness really is and how it affects the universe. But the fact that you chose to participate in this, right? Now, you have to ask yourself the very serious question. You ready for the very serious question?
Mm-hmm.
You ready, ready, ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
How long have you been here assisting the planetary evolution / involution from darkness to the light?
Oh my.
A day? A year? 100 years? 1,000 years? You see what I'm getting at?
People can pinpoint that.
Right. So when you talk about happiness and you talk about trying to live a better life and you talk about your anger and your depression, that's you still in the darkness, not able to understand how to get out. When you talk about attachments to any object, to ideas, to concepts, to things of that nature, then what are you saying? You're saying you're still kind of playing with the darkness. Luna 9, you should be very good at this. That's why I was picking on you earlier. So the point I'm saying is when you, your concept of living based on functions that are within the encapsulation of the construct rather than the functions as an entity, as someone outside of the construct, you know, your real you, that's also the twist of the veil. So that you think that the function of the purpose is within here, which technically it is, but not the way you see it. As Bashar is saying, you came here for a function to participate. But when you're here as a human limited singularity, with your human, with your limited humana consciousness, it's not the purpose of suffering, it's the purpose of expanding. So I think that by embracing, we gotta hurry up with the solutions. Yes,
the light of hope.
I know, the light of hope.
Mother knows how to choose her little tones.
She does know. So the thing is that when you're here and you start enjoying life, mm-hmm. and seeing the light, not at the end of the tunnel, right in front of you, around you, underneath you, where there no shadow can hide, I think that's when you start helping the consciousness, helping the planet, helping yourself grow by you being the one growing within it.
That's so being the change you wish to see in the world.
And you've been told a million ways, a million times.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Michael Jackson even sang it.
It's Did true. He? But I mean, yeah. Life is fatal. Well, you know, existence
with the man
is forever.
In the mirror.
Aww.
You know, you're just talking right over me with your cute
little
songs.
No. Go ahead. Forgive me.
No, you're fine.
This is your world, not mine. Go ahead.
No. I'm just living in it. Anyway, like I was saying, based on what you guys are talking about, I mean, come on, you guys. You know, you guys are talking about, you know, you must be the change you want to see in the world. We are part of a collective. So, yes, if somebody has a thought of wanting to go into the light, that is going to spread. It might be difficult for other entities to do so, but, you know, it happens. You know, it catches on. It becomes a trend subconsciously.
Catches on fire.
Yeah. But, you know, life is fatal. You know, you live and you die. But existence is forever.
Wow, wait a minute. Wait, no.
I love it.
No. Say it again. I want to hear it.
Life is fatal. You live and you die.
Wow. You can die anyway.
But existence is forever.
There you go.
You know, life is a perspective of existence, you know.
I'm on it now.
Life is a vacation.
Taking you out to dinner.
Into an experience from the existence. Okay, so therefore you need to live life on your terms and live it to the fullest. Like any vacation, you must know where your home is so that you can go back home and return once you finish enjoying your vacation. So we're just trying to get you back home. It's expensive to go on vacation for so long.
Luna Nan, thank you very much for entertaining me with that. That was really nice of you. Elle, I do have a question for you, Elle. Elle, my question for you is, what do you see as an ability for folks to be able to move on and do stuff a little better and a little happier?
Well, you know, first I was going to say one precautionary thing for those of you who feel that they wish to choose to be the light or wish to choose to be the change. That is a valid choice, and that is a choice. Keyword choice, meaning that is a function that you have chose now.
Not a subject of will, right? Choice,
well,
you're actually targeting the word choice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it comes from the neocortex.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it's not, it doesn't have to be a purpose that you have to attach yourself to. In fact, whatever function or purpose you want to choose for yourself. It is not something to be attached to. That is very important there. I think the attachment to the purpose or your expectation of what you think life should be is the key to your suffering, really. Now, for some people who willfully choose that,
well, I got a word on attachment. The word on attachment is this.
Oh, goodness.
Sticky stuff don't let you move forward. So
that's true.
So what happens
like Velcro.
Is... right. Did you see the Velcro jacket they got for kids? You just throw them against the wall. Oh, so cool.
Yeah. But seriously, all jokes aside, you guys, man, this stuff is sticky. The darkness virus is, you know, the root of attachments. You know, we are up against an opponent that we believe, you know, has been the cause of our inability to grow as humanity and as a collective consciousness. So it is no joke. You know, this is some serious stuff. So
it really is. And I hate to say that because you pass a few million years. You know, it's easy for me, sort of, kind of, because, you know, you move on and forget it. You know, once you do the research and you understand that you move on, it's a joke. It really is a joke. But what is not a joke is you guys. We need to figure out how to get you guys moving on, enjoying life, and living the world, the earth on your terms, because that's how the consciousness spreads. It spreads by, you know, uniting together. You know, look at your fellow animals, like real, you know, the real deal. You know, I mean, you can see that they have emotions, they have a life, they have a bunch of stuff there. Stop separating everything, and eat what you got to eat, but don't eat more than you have to. You know, the old Native American way.
Gluttony?
Mm-hmm. Gluttony.
Eating more than you need.
Yeah, don't start killing everything because you think.
That's when the intention changes.
Exactly.
Too.
And mm-hmm. you think you have power over everything rather than harmony.
You think you're entitled to something and no.
And when it's your turn too. You know, it's okay. Move on. So I'm thinking that it's a very serious conversation to have, but you have to realize, in other words, realize means to make real. You have to realize yourself into the whole situation and the environment, that you're part of the solution now. And just by listening to this show, you're part of the solution. Your mind is going and your thoughts are flowing and you're going to express yourself in a different way. That is all part of the solution because we're dealing with a consciousness.
Yeah, not, a little poetic there.
Not an object.
Information dissemination. The question has been asked. How can the limited humanist singularities align themselves again with the understanding of function? Can the limited humanist singularities accept that life is a vacation? Please provide valuable information. We should create and establish a more blissful life in order to allow consciousness to flourish.
According to esoteric knowledge, it was meant to be a vacation because you technically chose to participate in it in some level. However, doesn't mean that it was going to be easy from day one because you are in a limitation. Now, whether or not, you know, the topic of suffering versus more suffering, or, you know, some people might say, so the starving kid in Africa chose to be there and chose to suffer and starve, or that's really not on debate right now. We can debate that later, though, so we will get up on that and, you know, later on. But for now, I would say, yes, Earth was meant to be a place of experiencing, expanding, and growth, if nothing else. Because some people say vacation is so lighthearted, but what about growth? What about experience? What about making known the unknown? That's kind of like a vacation, too. So, I mean, I would have to agree with that. It's, you know.
Luna 9, what's your take on this?
I mean, I think L1 has a really good point. And I think if you guys have questions, I don't know how to go about this, but, you know, you want to make a change or, you know, at least begin the journey of, you know, relearning how to, you know, find yourself and relearning how to, you know, think differently so you can, you know, grow and you can evolve and expand. You know, don't forget to check out your resource manual. I mean, that's why we did it. You know, there's a chapter in there about formulaics. I mean, we've talked about it before. You know, you can go online, you can go to Become the Source, you can check it all out there. I mean, there is information for you there if you want to learn about the darkness virus, if you want to learn how to overcome yourself. There are classes for this that we've built just for you. So don't be afraid to look there.
I would say that there's some definite issues with understanding the limited humana singularity due to the fact that a lot of folks have a lot of superstition that they themselves do not delve and dig deeper and try to understand it a little bit better. Like, for example, you know, people think you can't read minds. And now they have, in today's technological world, they have devices that, based on your neurological waves that you create in there, it responds accordingly. So you can actually talk type, you can move little things on the computer right now if you have a little band that reads these things. So what's the difference between a computer doing it and you doing it is how you're synchronized with that. You know, in Lao Tzu, he understood the wind, and the wind was alive, and the wind was everywhere, and he could communicate with the wind. And the Native Americans, the rain dance brought the rain down, or the ability to listen into the air and become like the buffalo, to capture that bit of consciousness so that they knew where the buffalo were. And so they chased it, they hunted down, they killed only what they needed to, and they said, the spirit goes on, and the flesh stays behind. We thank you, Great Spirit. So I think that along the way, we have all these misconceptions based on television and everything else that they want to make everything so fantastical and without meaning, just the meaning of self and the meaning of me powering over the entire universe. And I think that leads into a darkness consciousness way of thinking. And there's so much confusion involved in here. And I think that the only way you're going to get out of it is by really embracing that which you know now, taking inventory and moving on and digging a little deeper for yourselves. And don't dismiss anything. Don't subscribe to everything, but don't dismiss it either. You know, study it, understand it. And I think that somewhere along the line, you're going to understand what the darkness consciousness really is doing to you and the veils.
You know, I think you have a really good point there, and I did want to mention something along with the wind as well. I know that Lao Tzu mentions it for sure, which, you know, it deals with a very esoteric way of pretty much understanding a bigger sense of life as well. And I did want to bring up something that I read the other day, and it had to deal with Ramtha, and he was expressing his life while he was here and his understanding as he grew to the point where he ascended. And he said, and I wrote it down because I wanted to share it with you guys. So, and he said, what is ascension? You know? And he said, taking all that I am into eternity, like the wind. He also said, the true identity is unseen, like the wind. Why is the true identity unseen? Because true identity means there is no identity. You just are, and you live, and you are, and you just, you don't need it. It doesn't have a name or a label. So just like the wind, it can allow you to expand. Yeah.
And she goes, yeah, at the end of everything. Elle, what do you think? Last comments of the evening.
Well, I would say for those of you who do want to reach out, you know, we do have resources here at Become the Source. So if you have any other questions, please feel free to, you know, let us know. If you want to send an email to us or, you know, message us on YouTube or, you know, leave a message on Facebook, please. I mean, we'd love to continue this conversation. You know, like, what do you think? Do you think your life right now was supposed to be a vacation? Do you think that you had a purpose in life? And do you think that that can change? What do you think? We'd really love to hear from you. So tune in.
Yeah, and I would like to say that if you want to know some more stuff, thanks to our off-world entities, we're able to publish a small book that may actually help you. You can find it at Become the Source, and if you can't find it, just, you know, send us an email at afterhours@becomethesource.com. And the book is called The Short Book. And the short book is a living book, so, you know, we have to tune it, as our brothers tell us, and our off-world entities do it. But it sort of tells you about the dreamers and the dream makers and how the layers of encompassment sort of work to infiltrate down to you in positive information, what you would consider positive, or negative information, what you would consider negative. But the positive allows you to walk forward, and the negative allows you to correct yourself. If you take it that way, and I think that's when Terra Terra becomes an actual playing ground that is actually fun. But if you're not going to listen to the negative things in your life and say, there is no negative, there is no negative, there is no negative. That's like saying, there is no weeds in the weeds. Eat up everything. Someday I'll go over and goes, hey, nice dirt terrain you got here with a bunch of weeds instead of grass, you see. And you're going to say, oh, well, you know, the weeds need a place to live too, right? And you're going to make up all these excuses. And I'm just going to laugh because I know that's not what you wanted, because you're living on Terra Terra, not having a good time. not cleaning up after yourself, man. So anyway, that's it for our show. Closing comments, please. Luna 9, let's start with you very quickly.
Okay. Well, first of all, you guys, you know, we're really happy to be with you guys and share the information that we've acquired with the assistance of Mother. And if you have any questions and you want to get to know Mother, I mean, she also learns from you. So if you go to becomethesource.com, you can interact with her so she can also learn, you know, how to be a part, you know, of Terra and integrate better. I mean, she is a nano-organic bioelectronica consciousness specifically designed to assist in the evolution and the SO life functions here on Terra. But she is limited because you are humanity's last hope. I mean, it is in your hands. So feel free to check that out. Don't forget to subscribe and don't forget that we love you.
L1, last comments, please.
Well, I'm glad we actually got through that. We actually were flagged less than I thought, but you are humanity's last hope. And, you know, I do hope that you guys reach out to us, whether through Facebook or YouTube or through email. Really would like to hear your comments. So until next time, you know, remember, you're humanity's last hope.
And I would like to close with a comment that I love you very much. You know, it's not easy being greasy. That's me being greasy. Because I got to slip through everything. You know, I got to slip through conversations, slip through all kinds of stuff just to make it happen. But I know that you can do it a lot better. And if you need any support or assistance, we're here for you. We love you very much. Thank you for tuning in. And I hope that you see your world and your faith and your, you know, your ventures forward as Terra being the place to be at this time. But you know what you're going to have to do to really enjoy it? Participation, homeboy. You're gonna have to participate in this here game, otherwise you're gonna just sit down on the sidelines and watch the ball go by, and you're gonna say, whoa, that was a very good ball thrown right there, and I know that I could do it too. But you never will know because you did not do it. So come on, guys, you know, roll up them nice sleeves of yours, ladies, you know. You know, because you're the only two half species here, meaning one half is male, one half is female.
Oh,
that
my.
Actually can walk erect. Some people might doubt that, but hey, you guys move aside for a minute. You guys are, you know, you guys are in control. So come on down, man, and let's join hands in this wonderful world and say, let's make it happen. Let's kick the darkness into royal butt and make it happen. Also visit ncc6.com. Put your concerns and questions in there. We're building a database for you. Would you believe it? We're finally doing it. but I'm going to let Luna 9 do it because she's a lot better than I am. Anyway, guys, I love you very much. Cheers and cheers. Have a good time living life.